All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grimm's Comics Corner. Grimm's Adult Comics Corner. And why? Because it's February. It's the month of love. It's the season of love, whatever you want to call it. And we are back with Sugar. It's only one volume, and I don't know if they're ever going to do another one, but it doesn't seem so, because I think Jenny Chung, who was Matt Hawkins' wife at the time, is no longer, well, we know she's no longer his wife. So she was the main one that was writing this, and he was working with her, and they were doing this as a couple, a project, which is weird. It's Sugar, it's about sugar babies. But we're still going to read it, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Sugar. Yishan Lee, Matt Hawkins, and Jenny Chung. This come out in 2018. Okay. Yeah, we know. Matt Hawkins and Jenny Chung, yep. Julia John Markham, Christy Yen, Richard Bryant, Carrie Bryant, and Karen Carlton. Chapter 1. There we go. Love the art. 6:48 in the morning. 5th Street, downtown Los Angeles. There's no right way to meet that special someone. Although there are a lot of wrong ways, trust me. I haven't had much luck dating here in L.A. My last boyfriend broke up with me over text. I want to believe in love like the song says, but real love and what we see in the movies aren't the same thing. That's enough. Thanks, sweetheart. You married? Julia. No. But you are. Ooh. You found that ring. Burn, dude. Pick up the check, Playboy. It's almost 7. We gotta go. These construction guys are in here a couple times a week. Sorry, sweetheart. Didn't know they were sticking me with the whole thing. That's all I've got. I'll get you next time. Holy shit, it's $40. Don't worry about it. Have a great day. Fuck those guys. I don't know why you're so nice to them. It's not even 3%, and you refilled their coffee how many times? It's fine. No, it's not. You're paying taxes on 8%. They tip that low. It's actually costing you money. She's right, and I need the money badly. What? You gave her $40! Unless that was the full bill with the extra. She's right, and I need the money badly. I just can't find it in myself to get mad at someone over money. Especially someone who I know doesn't have a lot of it. You shouldn't sign that, John. As your lawyer, I advise you to let me counter. It's a shit deal. Worst divorce deal I've seen in years. I know a man wrote this. I just want to get it over with so I can move on with my life. Moving on? You call what you're doing moving on? Have you even left your house in the last week for anything other than work? I've been regrouping. I didn't want this. I was happy with her. I still love her. You're a good person. She's not. You're better off without her. She cheated on you with multiple people, and when she found out, she filed for divorce, she's bad news. You need to let her go. I don't know how. Professional opinion? Get laid. Forget by doing. That'll help ease it. If you want, I know a service. They're discreet. No, I don't want that. These movies are always so unrealistic. When is the judge going to recommend escorting? That's kind of illegal. Like, that doesn't make sense. Oh, Trevor, you flew all this way to support me. I shouldn't be watching this crap. I have to be at work in 6 hours. I should be sleeping. You must really love me. I love-hate these movies. I love them for the fantasy, and yeah, I guess I hate them when I realize it's fantasy. Huh. Julia, I love you so much. Oh, she put her face in there. I see that. Shh, my roommate is probably asleep. I'm stealth mode quiet, like James fucking Bond. Hope you last longer than 7 seconds, 007. Let's go to my room. My roommate Christy is a little more adventurous than me, especially when she's drinking. In a minute. She shouldn't do this if she knew I was awake. That didn't get their attention. Thump, 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 thump. Oh, oh. Ugh. Late night? Who's the lucky guy? My roommate had some guy over. They were loud. Take a break. Rest a few. It's not that busy. 2 new notifications. Christy, sorry about last night. Didn't see you there on the couch right away. Christy, you should come with you should come out with us tonight. He has a cute friend. New email from CSLA. Past due tuition notice. Uh-oh. More coffee? What's got you so glum this morning, sugar? Relationship woes? What else? Or lack of one, I should say, at this point. I suppose. Maybe I can cheer you up. Tell me a joke. Wait, what? Wait, what? Shouldn't you be telling me one? Just try it. Okay. Let me think. What happens when a frog's car breaks down? What happens? It gets towed away. Ha 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 ha. How'd you know that would work? Sometimes a bad joke works as well as a good one, even if you're telling it to yourself. I bartend at night. I know when people need a laugh. Which bar do you work at? Fixin', 6th and Main. Do you know it? Nope, but I'll check it out. Thank you. Thanks for the laughing. Keep the change. My name's John. Total, $13.68. He paid her a little more. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my hardest days. 8-hour shift at the diner, followed by a 6-hour shift at the bodega. I go to school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and pick up the night shifts at the bar when I can. Sherry called in sick. I need you to work an extra 2 hours until I can get someone else to cover. I can't. I have to get to my other job. We've had this discussion before. You make the most here, yes? Yeah. Then this job is your priority. Stay for an hour. I can get someone in by then. Okay. I need all my jobs. God, I hope the Diegos aren't mad I'm late. I texted them to let them know I had to stay late at the diner, but no response. Mr. Diego's a nice man. Gives me food sometimes. His wife, though, she doesn't like me much, so I stay out of her way. But this isn't the first time I've been late. Julia, this is the third time you've been late this month. I'm so sorry, Mr. Diego. I did text you. My other boss made me stay a bit late until she got someone to cover for someone else who... And what do you think we have to do when you're late like this? We called in someone to cover your shift today, and no more shifts for you this week. I understand, Mr. Diego, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Julia. Take these and make yourself a nice dinner. Don't tell my wife I gave you these. How long have I been your business partner now? 12 years? 7 years and 5 months, Richard. Your inclination to exaggerate never ceases to amaze me. Well, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you need to do something about that giant stick up your ass. Like, get laid, dude. You need some young and strange, my man, so you can move on with your life. My divorce lawyer said the same thing. And your lawyer's a chick, dude. Everyone knows the best way to rebound is casual sex with as many people as possible. Really? I'm so jealous of you right now. You're free. You can have sex with 1 million women and not have to hide it. You're jealous of me. You have Carrie. She's amazing. And 2 beautiful girls. Carrie lost all interest in sex after kid number 2. I'm lucky if I get it once a weekend, and even that's not great. Jesus, Rich. Enough about that. I'm your wingman tonight. Let's hit on some women for you. But, hi ladies, can my friend and I buy you a drink? Sure. You're so quiet. I've been chatting nonstop. Tell me something about ourselves. I'm in the middle of getting divorced, and it's kind of a fresh wound, you know? You seem really nice, Kendra, but I'm kind of messed up right now. It was nice meeting you, but I should go. Bye. Wait, what? Stay here, ladies. I'll fetch my boy. Whoa, dude, what the fuck? That girl's into you. Couple more drinks and you'll be into her. I'm not ready to date someone. Don't you get that? Who's talking about dating? I'm talking about sex. Banging. Fucking. Whatever you want to call it. Blondie wants to ride you, man. Her name's Kendra. She seems like a nice girl. She wants to find someone, fall in love, and have a family. Dude, you're such a lost cause. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Circle of trust, my man, okay? I have a girl on the side. What? Don't tell me this. I know your wife. I babysit your kids. Calm down. She told me years ago she doesn't care what I do as long as it isn't in her face. She just doesn't want drama. How can that be true? You think monogamy is a real thing? Tell that to your soon-to-be ex-wife. She fucked, what, 3 guys that you know of while you were married? Yeah, she's my sugar baby. Her name's Danielle. I met her through a website that connects older guys with means with these girls. Look, this girl I'm fucking will never cause me problems. She'll never fall in love with me, and she knows what she's getting, and she's happy with the arrangement. Arrangement? So she's a prostitute? No, hookers have sex with a lot of guys. A sugar baby would just have sex with you for the term of the arrangement. It's a win-win, man. Most of these girls need money for college or something, and they get a boyfriend or slash sugar daddy that helps them out. I'm good at school and I'm good with numbers. If I could just finish this accounting degree, I can get a decent job and help my family. My mom is raising my sister all by herself. I try to help them when I can, but I'm barely making ends meet here. Hi, Mom. How's my girl doing in the big city? I'm surviving, doing some homework. How's Kimmy doing? She's fine, she's fine. She's fine. She asks about you all the time. I tell her not to bother you on FaceTime. I know you're busy. My sister's 11 now, and I worry about her every day. She's gone from latchkey kid to unemployed mother and repeated that a few times. Let her call me. Is she there now? I'd love to talk to her. No, she's at practice for a play at school. She's got one of the lead parts. She'd love it if you came. Text me the details and I'll try to make it. How's the job hunt? Slow, and that's the main reason I'm calling. Can you spare $100 until the 1st? I'll pay you back. Count balance, $108.27. Enter amount. Yeah, Mom, I'll transfer it now. Thanks, honey. I'll tell Kimmy to call you. I love you. I love you, too. $8.27. I can't afford it. I have bills and tuition, but how can I say no to the woman who gave me everything to try and give me a better life than hers? Morning. Was that your mom? Yeah, are you seriously just waking up now? Yeah, got off from Vixen's at 2:30, then went to try out Josh's bed. Got home sometime right after dawn. Are you and Josh serious now? Fuck no, he's fun, but not relationship material. Hey, by the way, can you cover my shift at Vixen's tonight? I'm so dead tired, and Josh wants to treat me to some steak tartare tonight. That sounds great. That sounds so good. Yeah, I can cover. Wait, is Sam working tonight? He's always touching me. I hate it. He does own the place. He is there most nights. He knows he's an ass when he drinks. That's why he pays so well. I do need the money. You know what? Screw Vixens. Why don't you come out with Josh and me? He's got friends. You need to have some fun. All you do is work and go to school. When's the last time you had really awesome sex? It's been a long time since Jeff and I split up. And it wasn't awesome. But it doesn't matter. I really need that shift tonight. I just gave my last $100 to my mom. Okay, but Friday night you're coming out with me. I insist. Okay. I envy Christy's carefree attitude towards everything. Things seem to always just work out for her. I'd love to find a man who would treat me to some yum-yums. Is it just about sex? Was I that bad at it? I gave you my heart, treated you like a princess, did everything you wanted, and you'd rather fuck college guys 10 years younger than you? This is the most pathetic thing I've seen today, and I ran on the beach earlier through the Legion of Homeless. Dude, seriously, you're cyber-stalking her. You really want to see all the dudes she's fucking? No, you're right, but I can't seem to let it go. I keep telling myself that I did something wrong, that I can fix it and make it right. Okay, enough. There's a sugar baby mixer thing tonight. I want you to go. Sugar baby mixer thing? Just walk around, check it out, talk to a girl or two. If you hate it, I'll leave you alone about it. Off. Okay, but I know I'm gonna hate it. Vixens has been around for 22 years. That's 10 lifetimes for a bar in Los Angeles. I like working here for the social aspects. I'm not gonna lie. I enjoy some of the flirtation, and the money is amazing. Do you want to make that a double? Only $1 more until 10. Sure, why not? But the owner Sam can be a problem. This is going to sound crazy, but he's actually a really nice guy when he's sober. He gets a little handsy when he's drunk, in a very subtle way too, like a graze as he pushes by you behind the bar. Thanks for covering, Julia. Always nice to see you. I'll take as many shifts as I can get. I really need the money right now. Most of the girls here have worked here for years and are very protective of their jobs, so complaining is difficult. Plus, we signed a model contract to servers so he could skirt some laws. I'll keep that in mind when I'm doing the schedule. If you need it in advance, happy to help. Just ask. I'll do that. Thanks, Sam. Chapter 2. Hi, are you here for the party? Yeah. What's your name, honey? John. John Markham. Mr. Markham, I do have you on the list. Welcome and have fun. Hey, let's get you a drink. My name's Marcy. I'm a hostess and happy to introduce you to any girl you'd like to meet. All the hostesses will. We're all wearing the same red rose lapel. What can I get you? Jack and Diet for me, please. First time? Yeah, is it that obvious? Get some liquid courage and you'll be fine. 1 hour later. Hi. I'm Trisha. May I join you? Sure. I'm John. Maybe I'm a little drunk, but I'm just going to be honest. This place is weird. The vibe is weird, and you looked like the most normal person here, so I came over. I'm pretty normal. Yeah, this place is weird. I'm getting another drink. You want one? No pressure. We can hide in plain sight. Please. It's nice to meet you. I can tell you're a nice guy. It's so refreshing. Tell me about yourself. I've been saving up for school, but it's been hard to save, even living frugally. My friend convinced me to come tonight. I'm still not sure I could even be a full-on sugar baby. It's kind of scary. You're so easy to talk to. I'm scared, but I think I might be able to do this with you. You seem so nice and you listen. I really like you. Do you want to try a date? I really don't think I could do this with any other man. I feel a connection with you. I've been talking so much. What's your story? Are you married? Not married. Not anymore. Let me hit the restroom real quick and then I'll regale you with my life's sad story. What are you doing? Can you do this? She seems nice. 10 minutes later, by the way. Likes you. Maybe Richard is right. Date this girl until I forget about Karen. We're consenting adults. No one's getting hurt. Okay, you got this. Trisha? I'm scared, but I think I might be able to do this with you. Really, I like you. Do you want to try a date? I really don't think I could do this with any other man. I feel a connection with you. Oh, wow. Holy moly, she just says this to all the fucking guys. But I'm not surprised. Are you? Nah. So far, so good tonight. Good crowd, great tips, and no problem with Sam thus far. Although he is pretty drunk. A couple of the other girls like his attention, and they know I don't. So thankfully they flirt with him and he forgets about me. Two Stellas and one margarita. What can I get for you, sugar? Hey, Julia. Oh, hey, John. Right, how you doing? I've had a weird night. Just left a party my friend made me go to. Let me get caught up on drinks, and you can tell me all about it. Was it a work party? No, a sugar baby one. What's that? It's where men meet girls interested in being their fake girlfriends for money. Pretty much. I've never heard of that before. Yeah, me either. It was whack. Pretty 20-something girls acting like they're into guys twice their age. The age thing isn't weird to me, but being paid to be someone's girlfriend is. One for us. Be right back. On the house. We'll split this one. You won't get in trouble for drinking and giving out freebies? The owner encourages us to drink, but I don't normally, and he's okay with a few free pours. That's him. Everything all right, Julia? Yeah, everything is fine. Just chatting with the customers like you want us to. That's my girl. Slap. Hey, asshole, you can't just slap your female employee's ass like that. What's wrong with you? Are you talking to me? You think you can just touch these girls like that? What century do you think this is? Fuck you! Get the fuck out of my bar! Get out now or have you tossed out on your face! Okay. Don't touch me. I'll leave. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause you problems here at work. John, wait for me. Julia, come back here right now or you're fired. Hundreds of girls want this job. I liked you coming after me, but you should go back. I don't like it when he touches me. I didn't like it either. Can I call you an Uber? I only live a few blocks from here. I can walk home. Well, let me walk you home. It's the least I can do to make sure you get home safe. That was sweet what you did. Getting you fired? I've never had a man stick up for me like that. It's almost like old school chivalry. Ha ha ha. Almost. This is it. Do you want to come up? Okay. There we go. Sorry about my fans there. They tend to run a little hot when I have this on a higher setting. Tuition fee notice. Ugh, sunlight, my head. John! I'm not a hooker. Is this Julia? Yeah, unless you paid another woman for sex, too. You left me your number. No, I'm sorry. I know you're not a hooker. I just saw the tuition notice and the bills on your desk, and I wanted to help. Do you understand how that makes me feel? I do, and I'm so sorry. Let me make it up to you. Dinner and a proper date Friday night? Okay, but I'm giving you the $500 back. $500 back. I don't need handouts. Wow, man, that's surprising, right? A lot of women these days would take it. Chapter 3. Kind of unrealistic in some ways. I wish I had time to be a little more neurotic about what happened, but I have a quiz today in my tax class. Most people find accounting boring, but I've always been good with numbers. I didn't start college until I was 22. I worked for a few years to save up enough to give it a shot. Between school loans, financial aid, savings, and an estimate of what I could earn working part-time, I had it all planned out. The best laid plans of mice and men, right? Studied that book in AP Lit. The analogy is about a mouse that builds a nest in a wheat field only to have it destroyed by a farmer plowing it. Center for Student Financial Aid. My plowman was an uninsured drunk driver who crashed into my mother's car as she drove my sister Kimmy to school at 7 in the morning. My mom had a shitty job with minimal benefits, so the medical bills were $40,000 over what insurance covered. Hi. What can I do for you today? She considered bankruptcy, but Kimmy needed physical therapy for months, and we had to pay for that to happen. I submitted a hardship application to try and get my tuition waived for this semester. Okay, let's take a look. This is your third hardship app. It's rare for two to have been granted, given your school loans. So I'm afraid this one's been denied, although the amount has been reduced to just $300. I know it's hard, honey. If you don't have it, maybe take this one off and save up. I'm not proud of misusing the school loans, but what else was I to do? Leave my sister crippled for life? I was a little surprised they wrote the checks to me, and not the school. But it helped in an impossible situation, and for that I'm grateful, and I will pay all of it back eventually. If I take the semester off, I don't think I'll ever come back. I'm sorry, dear, I really am. But I talk to 100 students a day in similar situations. What do you want to do? I have it. A friend loaned me some money. That'll do it. You're good for the rest of the year. Are you always so quiet? You're a good listener and ask good questions to keep me talking. I've told you about my mom, my sister, their accident, my shattered dreams, but what about you? Tell me something about yourself. This is the first real date I've been on with anyone since my wife and I split up. We used to do a date night, but that went from weekly to bi-weekly to never. It's a slow leak that kills relationships. There are a lot of things I could have done better. You still love her, don't you? I do. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be wasting your time. We're just having dinner here. I can be a good listener, too. My wife, my ex-wife, she blindsided me with a divorce. I didn't even know she was cheating until she flat out told me. In hindsight, the signs were all there. I just trusted her, I guess. We were married for 12 years. My business really took off in the last few years, and I was spending a lot of time securing what I thought was our future together. Maybe I'm old school, but I wanted to take care of her. I told her she didn't have to work if she didn't want to. She started taking some classes to pursue her dream of becoming a chef, and I wanted to help her. I was actually putting together some investors and a business plan for the restaurant she talked about starting. I was about to show it to her when she served me the divorce papers. You can't blame yourself for what she did. It's never quite that simple, though. Even if I wanted to delude myself that it was all her fault, I was negligent, took her for granted, snapped at her sometimes. Every relationship that ends teaches us something. Learn from it and try and apply what you learned to the next one. That's an amazing way to look at it. I never really thought of it that way. You are wise beyond your years. Or I've just been dumped way more times than you. Ha 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 ha. Do you like to ballroom dance? Dancing is not my forte. I can lead. Oh, okay. Oh, look at that. I know, there's a little bit of a fuzz. I can't do anything about it. I don't know why it does that. I've tried everything. It's not as bad as it used to be, though. John! Wow, he really is still hung up on his ex-wife. And he cooks, too. Good morning. Sit down, please. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Can I ask you a blunt question? Yes, I'd like it if we were open and honest with each other. You've been separated for a year now, you said, right? That's right. I've never seen a guy have this many pics of his ex still hanging on the walls. I mean, if you had kids and it was a family thing, that'd be more understandable. I know you told me you still loved her, but you don't seem to be moving on at all. Look, you can't help how you feel, I know that. But if this is just a hookup and you're still trying to get back with your ex-wife, I just want to know. I don't want that, and you're right. It's stupid that I haven't taken those down. Do you even know what you want? What will make you happy? I really don't know, and that's the problem. I like this with you, but I'm not going to lie. I messed up emotionally, and I'm working through it. I'd like to see you, see where this goes, but I need some emotional detachment from it. I'd like to work out some sort of arrangement with you. You mean money? I'm not a fucking hooker. I told you this already. I'll pay you back that $500. I don't want the money back, but if you want to pay me back, you can. And I know you're not a hooker. That's not even what I'm asking. Then what are you asking? I'd like to have a monogamous relationship with you that either of us can stop at any time. Isn't that any relationship? No. Yes. Damn it. I'm sorry. I'm stumbling over my words. This is new to me, too. I'll give you $3,000 a month, and you spend your weekends here with me. Just think about it. Hey, absentee roommate, where you been? I've been at John's place, and I need some advice. I really like him, but there are issues. I proceeded to give her the long version of everything. So let me get this right. He's handsome, makes you laugh, treats you nice, takes you places, and he wants to pay you to be his girlfriend? How do I sign up for this? You don't think that makes me a hooker? A hooker has sex with 5 guys a day and never sees them again. You're talking about getting an allowance to be a guy's girlfriend that you've already slept with and you actually like. That sounds like a win-win to me. You'd be crazy not to take that. You're always wanting to help your mom more, and you can buy me shit. Just don't fall in love with him. Hope you're having a great day. Thinking of you. Can I buy you dinner Saturday night? I know this amazing place in Venice. We can forget about what I said if you don't want to talk about that. My laptop died. I hope the guy here at school can fix it. Knock, knock. Sign right here. You know you need it. Please don't give it back. John. Hey there. Calling you from your gift. Thank you. I do need it. I've given it a lot of thought, and I will accept your proposal on 2 conditions. You have to take down those pics of your ex-wife, and more importantly, the money. It's a loan. I want us to keep track of it, and I'll pay you back. You drive a hard bargain, but okay. The next few months were wonderful. They practically flew by. Is this silk? How about we make some of our own fireworks? Well, it's a dream, right? A lot of women fantasize about this. By the way, the main readership of these books is middle-aged women. Younger women, 30s, I think it's 30s and 40s, something like that. Chapter 4. I'm scared and excited. I've never met any of John's family or friends, but tonight we're going to a birthday party for his business partner, Richard. I've heard mixed reviews of Richard, so I'm kind of nervous, actually. Oh my god, you look beautiful. Where'd you get that dress? John got it for me. I'm really nervous to meet people from his work. Why? You're hot. They're all going to be jealous. That might not be a good thing. Manolo Blahnik? Oh my god. Julia, I'm so fucking jealous. Can I wear these sometime? Aren't you a size 8? Yeah, sorry, I have small feet, hon. Pacific Palisades, California. It's so good to finally meet you, Julia. John never stops talking about you. I asked him a million times to set something up for all of us to meet. Why he's been hiding you is beyond me. It's nice to meet you, too, and might I say, Miss Bryant, that is a lovely dress you're wearing. Miss Bryant makes me sound old. Call me Carrie, please. Hey, dudes, there's something I need to show you. Excuse us for a minute, ladies. Killing me softly, and that's all I can do. How old are you? Oh, hey, did someone remake the Fugees song? The Fugees covered this song. This is the original by Roberta Flack. Really? Huh? I never knew that. That's not just her saying that. I literally did not know there was a version of that. I kind of want to hear it now. Like, not right this minute, but I will be listening to it before I go to bed. How old are you? 23. Oh my god, Karen, I had to show you John's new little squeeze. He's getting laid. Good for him. About time, really. Last time we fucked was almost a year ago. You know how many guys I've fucked since then? She's 23, obviously a little gold digger. It's not uncommon for divorced men to seek out some young flesh to bone. Pisses me off, though. It's probably giving Richard ideas now. He's probably wondering if he can trade me in for a younger model, too. You're probably right. Richard's always had that wandering eye, you know that? Do you think she's hotter than me? John? Getting milk. Be right back. Slam. Hey, sexy man. Need help carrying that milk? John? Well, well. Who do we have here? I know who you are. Why are you here? Did you break in? I have a key, little girl. John gave it to me after we broke up and told me to come back when I was ready to. Ready to what? Get back together, of course. Fuck you. We're together now. Ha ha ha. Do you even have a set of keys to his place? You really don't know John at all, do you? You may have fucked him for a few months, but he's loved me since high school. Ooh, man. Look at that chin. Why are you doing this? You've been out of his life for what, a year now? Do you even love him? Well, of course I do. You cheated on him and broke his heart. He's finally moved on from you and is happy with someone else, and you come back now? Why? Hey, sugar. Karen, what? Why are you here? Babe? I had to see you, John. I didn't know you were with someone. I've made a terrible mistake. Are you in trouble? No, my mistake was letting you go. I'm so sorry. I've missed you so much. I wanted to come sooner, but I thought you hated me. I just wanted to see you to maybe talk about counseling like you originally wanted. We can talk about it, sure. Two days later, just like that, it was over. John's been texting and calling me, but I haven't responded. Why should I? He hurt me. Why should I care about his closure? He can go reconcile with his wife and just forget about me, Julia. I've been trying to contact you. Oh, excuse me. Julia, I've been trying to contact you. I have nothing to say to you. You made my worst clear when you left me standing there with her in your arms. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I wanted to say I'm sorry. I know that was messed up. I was surprised. I didn't know what to do. I hadn't talked to her in months since before we met. I was married to her for a long time. I told you all this before we got together. I need to make this right by you. You don't owe me anything. I hope you'll be happy. Maybe it'll work out this time. I don't want it to end like this. Can't we still be friends? I still want to help you. What do you mean? Financially, I know you still need it. Take this. It's enough to cover the rest of your tuition until you graduate. Was I only some plaything to pay for and toss aside when no longer convenient? Fuck you, John. You and that bitch deserve each other. I'm not a prostitute and I don't want your charity. Julia, wait, please. I'll take it. Karen, in the shower. Be out in a minute. Bzzz. Hey, sexy, we still on for tomorrow afternoon?
I asked Chad if he'd join in for some MMF fun.
We'll tag team until you can't take anymore. You okay with me filming again?
I'd love to jerk off to me blowing on your face.
What the fuck? Let's get out of town for a few days. We can leave right now. Richard is always telling me to take more time off. Can we do it next weekend? I promised Carrie I'd go with her to a friend's baby shower tomorrow. Plus, I'd rather just spend more time in bed getting reacquainted with you. I'll talk to Carrie. She'll be fine with you missing. I can't do that to her. Too last minute. Let's do Santa Barbara next weekend. Wine country. I'll make the plans. Now I need you to take off your clothes.
No.
I'm so stupid to believe you were sincere. What is this? I know about Brian, and I guess Chad is joining too, because, you know, Chad's always there. What the fuck? You went through my phone? You forgot to put your phone back on stealth notification. Silent. Like when we were married. Nobody says stealth notification mode. Oh, she was using stealth notification mode. I don't know what that is. I thought it was just silent, but whatever. I just wanted a few thrills on the side. I would have been a good wife for you if you just minded your business. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you rotten kids. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Slam. Get out and leave the keys. And then, of course, she slams the door. Double slam. Life has a way of knocking you down just when you think things are going well. Being in John's life was exciting, but it was just that his life, not mine. Being in John's life was exciting, but it was just that. His life, not mine. I felt glamorous, but I think I lost a bit of who I am. Doesn't matter now. Back to being alone again. Ring, ring. Shit, I haven't talked to her in 2 weeks. Hi, Mom. Sorry I haven't called you back. It's okay, honey. I've just been meaning to share some amazing news with you. I could really use some happiness, even if it's borrowed. What's going on? I met a nice man on Plenty of Fish, of all things. I can't wait for you to meet him. His name is Vince. We've been dating for a few weeks now, and he asked me to be his girlfriend. Mom, that's so awesome. I'm so happy for you. I know it might seem sudden, and it's been so long since I've dated anyone. My mom hasn't dated anyone since Dad split. That was right after Kimmy was born. I want to be happy for her. Are you okay? Yeah, sorry. Just fighting a cold. But it's hard to be happy for someone else's relationship when you don't have one. You never listened to me about the Zycam. That stuff is magic. Go get some right now. I will. Especially after a breakup. So anyway, I want you to meet him. Can you take the train down next weekend? He's dying to meet you. Your sister loves him. Chapter 5. Hey, Rumi, you going somewhere? No, just packing up all the stuff John gave me so I can ship it back to him. Why would you do that? I just want to get rid of everything that reminds me of him. Even the shoes? They're so cute, though. You can have them. Use a shoe stretcher thing and they might fit. You're not okay, are you? Sit down. Let's talk for a minute. I did the one thing you told me not to do. What? You told me not to fall in love with him. But I did. I'm so stupid. He was paying me to be his girlfriend. He told me exactly what we were and how he still loved his ex-wife. I just wanted more. It's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's important to get it out, not bottle it up. But what you need right now is a night out, some alcohol, and some dumb guys your own age who you'd never consider having a real relationship with. Josh has a cute friend named Mark. He is cute. I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to go on a date. It's not a date. We'll just be hanging out. If he tries anything, I'll kick him in the balls. Damn. You need to be around people right now. Have some fun. Being alone is the worst thing you can do. Not showing up to work, not picking up your phone. Had me worried, buddy. I'm fine. No, you're not. Carrie told me what happened, at least Karen's version, which was fucked up enough, so the truth must be worse. It doesn't matter. Whatever love I had for her is dead now. I don't feel anything inside. Well, that's not entirely true. I miss Julia. So call her. She'll take you back. I'm sure she misses the money already. Damn it, you're such an asshole. It was never about the money for her. She even threw the $10,000 that I offered her back in my face. Then call her, man, and for the record, you knew I was an asshole. That's why you wanted me as a business partner. You let yourself get taken advantage of. I'm there to make sure that doesn't happen. You are a good friend, man, my only real one. I didn't even know you loved the girl. Do I? How the fuck should I know? I've only ever loved myself, and I have kids. God, I really am an asshole, aren't I? Don't tell anyone. Dude, you should call Julia and tell her how you feel. Back in the routine. Work. School. So hard to focus. Maybe I should see the school psychologist and see about going back on Wellbutrin. Don't do that. Thank God for Christy. I envy her carefree spirit. She likes to pretend that she and Josh are just a temp thing, but they've been together for a month now. Or is it for months now? I'm not sure. He seems nice. And all this time they've been together, this is the first time we've hung out. I need to be a better friend. You okay? You look a million miles away. I was just thinking what a good friend you are and how I could be a better one to you. How do you two know each other? Christy and me? Yeah, Josh and I met playing intramural soccer. Did you guys know each other before college? No, we met on Craigslist. She ran an ad for a roommate. Wow, you just moved in with a stranger? Was that weird? Not at all. Christy's pretty awesome. I need another drink. You know what we need now? Shots. I'll get them lined up at the bar. Okay. Here we go.
I could never do accounting. All those numbers and shit. You must be really smart. I've always been good at math. Smart and hot. I can't. I'm sorry. It's not you. I've got to go. Sorry. Walking around downtown LA Walking around downtown LA at night drunk by myself isn't the brightest thing to do. But I don't know what to do. I don't want to go home. What am I doing? Why am I walking to John's work? Figures. Ah! It rains here, what, twice a year? And it picks tonight. I don't even know an umbrella. I need to get my shit together. Get home. Sleep this off. Wake up tomorrow and focus on what I can control. Life is what you make of it. Julia, what are you? Why are you here? I was on a date. Drink too much. Started walking around. Let me get you home. You'll get sick sitting out here in the rain. Where's Karen? I don't know. I'm never going to see her again. And just like that, it was back on. If you love something, set it free and see if it'll come back, right? Fuck that. Speak your feelings. Put it all out there. Take a risk. Life's too short to waste time waiting around. John, yeah? I think I love you. I think I love you too. Do you still love Karen? No, she was always a bad person. It just took me a long time to realize it. These are yours. You can come over anytime you want. I'm still going to pay you back. To be continued. And, of course, it didn't continue. This is as far as it went. Volume 2, Summer 2019. We never got it. It never happened. So there you go. It's the first volume of a planned 3-volume set. And, of course, that never happened. And they're already doing Sunstone Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't even think it exists in a... Of course, Swing Volume 1. Alright, what is a sugar baby? Bustle defines it as sugaring. In case you're new to the sweet life, is a type of relationship lifestyle in which a sugar baby provides companionship in exchange for being pampered, while a sugar daddy pampers sugar babies in return for companionship. Pampering is obviously a broad term and can include explicitly negotiated financial compensation, like an allowance, tuition payments, or an investment into a sugar baby's business venture, or simply gifts, trips, or treats. Companionship is an equally broad term, which can range from explicitly negotiated sexual contracts to casual dating to a monogamous relationship to being a married daddy's second partner. Julius, a first-time sugar baby. Part of the dilemma with creating a character like this might be doing something that some people find morally objectionable, is making them likable and sympathetic. I originally had a more salacious version of the story written in outline, but brought it back a bit with this first volume, trying to make it more accessible. How do you make everyone like someone who takes money for sex? Well, I watched Pretty Woman a few times and thought a lot about it. I still haven't watched that, and I've been told to. I'm not judgmental, so personally I have zero issue with sex work of any kind, really, as long as it's between consenting adults. After some discussion and reflection, we went with the setup in the book where she's in financial distress, she likes him anyway, and she agrees to take it as a loan and pay it back. Carpe diem. And of course, there's Matt Hawkins on Facebook, or Twitter. Sunstone, Volume 1 and 2. Those will do next, guys, so get ready. Yep. Maybe we can just do all of them. Like, I don't know. I'll be able to do a bunch of them this month. They're not so long. On sale now. Bloodstain. You can do those at some point as well. And Swing. All the way back to where we started. And there's your Top Cal Essentials checklist. There we go. All these I have. Pretty much. Alright guys, so that's the end of Sugar. Again, there's no more Sugar that I know of. I don't think there is a Volume 2 of Sugar. I can check it real quick, but let's see. Don't think anything happened.
Let me see. What happened? Let's see. No, it's gone. Pretty much gone. There is no volume 2. Nope. It's done, guys. That's literally all there's gonna be. It said 2019, it's 2023. I hope you guys enjoyed what we had, because that's it. We'll be doing Sunstone probably. I can do it now. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just go right into Sunstone. Alright, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be back on Grimm's Comics Corner, Adult Comics Corner, with Sunstone.